It's Monday of the fifth week of Lent. It's Passiontide. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. Today our Roman station is at San Crisogono in Trastevere. The collect is at San Giorgio in Velabro, where we have been before. The connection is probably that Chrysogonus was also a soldier saint. Saint Chrysogonus was a soldier martyred near Aquileia during the time of the Emperor Diocletian. His cult developed very early in Rome, and his name is included in the Roman canon. His relics were brought to Rome, along with those of Saint Anastasia, whose name you also hear in the canon. The station church is probably one of the first churches built originally as a church. That is, it was not a development from a house church or a cemetery shrine. It was in an area near the great wharves of the city, so in the ancient world, imagine how it teemed with life and activity, shops and workers. The first church was built here in the 4th century. After several hundred years of use, the first building gave way to the new church, which was started in 1123. The Cosmatesque floor here, one of the best you can find in Rome, comes from that time, though much of the interior was later redone in the Baroque period. It's held by the Trinitarian Fathers. They were the ones who were founded to ransom Christians from the Muslims, or else substitute themselves to win their freedom. In the little chapel here is the incorrupt body of Blessed Anna Maria Taigi, who died in 1837, and also the famous Gesù Nazareno image is found here. In the Vetus Ordo of the Roman Rite today, we hear in the first reading about Jonah, who preached repentance to the Ninevites, and the Ninevites listened to his message and did penance. They averted destruction by their penance. In the Gospel reading, however, the Lord preaches and the people reject his message. It's as if back in the ancient church, the church was asking the catechumens, which of these are you going to be? As a matter of fact, it was at this Sunday, yesterday, in which was called In Mediana, which began the last intense fortnight of preparation. This was when the real fast was. Historically, Lent was extended, more and more and more, but this was, we have just now entered into the real heart of it. And so the predominant theme of the Mass texts now is going to be that of the just one who is innocent but persecuted. We are being asked to choose sides. This is from The Sacramentary by Blessed Ildefonso Schuster. The post-communion is as follows. May the saving reception of thy sacrament, we beseech thee, O Lord, bestow upon us purification and healing. Holy Mass and Communion not only possess a propitiatory efficacy, but are an antidote against the poison of sin. We are the children of a corrupt race, and there is a taint in the blood of our veins, which can be cleansed only by a health-giving remedy, that is, by the sacred blood of Christ, who has said, He that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. In the prayer over the people, we beseech God to give strength not only to our souls, but also to our bodies, which cannot always do that which the Spirit wills. Spiritus quidem promptus est, caro autem infirma. In order that the constant practice of good works may obtain for us the grace of his protection from the fierce assaults of the adversary. Neither faith nor fair words alone, without good works, will avail to build up the kingdom of God within us. How much do we owe to the devoted care of the Roman Church, which has so jealously preserved the memory of those who have cemented with their blood the stones of the city of God? When it was not possible to possess the tomb of a martyr, as in the case of Chrysogonus, his house was venerated instead, as being the place where the future athlete had prepared himself for the combat on behalf of the faith. Rome has consecrated as churches many of the ancient homes of her martyrs, and what could be more inspiring to the faithful than a martyr's empty house? Those rooms once beautified with paintings and mosaics, of which some traces still remain, are silent and empty for the very reason that the martyrs voluntarily abandoned all things in order to follow Christ on the road to Calvary.